Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. Today, Bethley and I return to our discussion entitled Conflict Resolution. And we got it started last time, and we're certainly happy to keep going with it today and hope you'll enjoy our conversation. And I'll just join right in and let's get started. We have to identify the conflict. And what's interesting to me is as he thought through that, he realized that number one, the conflict was he made his wife feel that the car was more important than she was.
Right.
And he was simply and merely thinking, you know what? You're okay, but we still got to deal with the hubcap.
Right.
And so we've got to identify it. Sometimes we have to look at the conflict as, you know, there's personal failures. What's wrong with me? What have I blown it? And in that illustration, he recognized this is where I failed.
Yes.
And hopefully,
yes.
Hopefully he also realized that, you know, this is what I'm going to do differently next time, because
right.
If I don't realize the personal failure, and you know what, sometimes as we counsel couples and get familiar with couples and learn about couples, the fact of the matter is, many times couples ignore the personal failure in their life.
True. They always want to put the fault of the difficulty on the spouse right. instead of taking some responsibility yep. for what they may be doing wrong.
Some guys, for instance, will never take the time to try to understand their husband, and some wives will never, or their wife.
Yeah, I think I said that right, didn't I? You said that wrong, actually.
Yep. In,
guys,
in this particular
understand
culture,
your wife, yes.
Yeah, let's repeat that and say that correctly.
Yes, please.
Some men never take the time to understand their wives. Some wives never take the time to try to understand their husband's point of view.
Yes.
And so we have to recognize our personal failures. Look, if you are an angry person and you have this tendency to blow up, to bowl people over with your anger and yeah. your intensity,
yes.
until you recognize that as a personal failure, you're never going to begin to resolve conflicts in your marriage.
True.
And if you're a person, you know, maybe you're a lady and you tend to have the temper. Or maybe you tend to clam up. So there's all kinds of personal failures. You think any others there? Anger is a big one.
Right.
And that withdrawal is a big one.
Yes.
What others? Personal failures.
I would say, well, probably the heart of the difficulty when we are not wanting to allow the Holy Spirit to examine our heart is pride. There's a whole bunch of pride. I would never cause this conflict in my marriage. This absolutely has to be you because I am always right. And so that pride rearing up in us and not having the humility to say, you know what, I blew it there. I should not have said that, or I should not have done that, or I should have handled that differently.
Right. So all we're saying here is that if you're going to begin to handle conflicts wisely, you got to start identifying the conflict. And it might be personal failures. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we've even found out that purity failures bring conflicts to a marriage because when there's a purity issue, even because your relationship wasn't right while you were dating.
Right.
Or you had issues in other ways before you were married or even after you were married. The loss of trust there. A person, rather than take responsibility for that and go overboard to rebuild the trust.
Yes.
And to, you know, to take steps to say, you know what, I got to do better.
Right.
If we don't take those steps and realize that I'm part of the conflict, relational failures are part of that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's just in-laws and outlaws and family issues and all of that.
True.
So start by identifying your conflict. If mm-hmm. things are not well in the marriage, you do have to start taking it apart and thinking about it, which leads us to not just kind of identifying it to say, here's the issue, here's you've got to begin digging deeper to understand the conflict and discuss the conflict.
Yes.
And that discussing the conflict is where typically conflict resolution becomes a problem.
Yes.
Because I may know what the conflict is, but when you and I start talking about it, if it turns into an argument, if it turns into, oh, no, or if it turns into, you don't understand, and we get tense and we get uptight,
right.
and we get frustrated at each other,
yes.
We're not going to resolve the conflict.
Absolutely. And I think that first point is the biggest hurdle, especially between husbands and wives, because we think differently. So if you can get that past that big hurdle of actually being on the same page about what the problem is, because that in and of itself can bring a whole argument of, no, it's this. No, we need to discuss this. So if you get over that first big hurdle and then learn how to discuss yeah. it in a godly way, that will be a huge help.
Yeah. And when you identify that conflict, don't overlook what we kind of understated there. The source is seen differently by each person in the conflict.
True.
So as a husband, he may have his view of the conflict. Wives, you've got to try to understand his view.
And then husbands, you've got to try to understand her view. Identifying the conflict is not coming to a consensus on an agreement on, okay, here is specifically what's wrong. It's you. Identifying the conflict means I am understanding how you see it.
Right.
And you're trying to understand how I see it.
Yes.
Because then you begin to realize that, okay, part of the reason you have a conflict is you don't see it my way and I don't see it your way.
Right.
Or I don't understand how you see it and you don't even understand how I see it.
Right.
So identifying the conflict can take some time. You might have to write it down.
Mm-hmm.
A wife, you might have to write down, this is what I'm thinking and what I see. And in fact, if you went in for professional counseling, there's a sense in which they're going to ask you to write it down.
True.
They're going to say to you, okay, write down so that you understand where you're coming from and then switch the paper so that your spouse can understand where you're coming from.
Right.
And you begin by identifying.
Yes.
Does that still make sense?
Yes, it does. And then we can discuss.
At that point, we can begin to discuss the conflict. And there's two options often in discussing the conflict, maybe just two. Number one, you can just dig deeper.
What do you mean by that?
You can just keep digging the hole. You've already dug a hole and you're in it and you're having a fight and you can just dig deeper. You can keep fighting.
There you go.
Make it worse.
And just keep going.
And isn't that how most people probably handle their life? They dig the hole deeper.
Mm-hmm.
You were wrong and we were wrong and this was a big deal and we just keep fighting and we just keep fighting and we just, you know, I bring up my side and you bring up your side and you react to what I bring up and I react to what you bring up and let's just dig this hole deeper. We can keep fighting or...
Yes.
There is another option.
Mm-hmm.
And what you've got to learn to do is to backtrack.
Mm.
Meaning that you've got to back up. You've got to put this argument in reverse.
Mm.
You got to put this situation in reverse and you've got to back up and begin taking apart what happened. Why did it happen? Why it happened? How you feel about what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Backtracking is now beginning to take it apart.
Okay.
Reasonably.
Yes.
Reasonably. Logically. Just like a man would do it.
Oh, we could have some conflict resolution right here.
And emotionally.
Yes.
And here's something I want all of you to just hear very carefully. Most things can be solved by an honest and open discussion. It's honest in that I can say to you, but this is how I see it. It's honest in that you can say to me, no, this is how I see it.
Right.
We can be completely honest, even if our honesty has two totally different perspectives.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that open discussions means that it's safe for me to share with you honestly what I'm thinking and feeling and experiencing.
Right.
And you're safe by doing the same thing to me.
Yes.
And so that's what we mean by an honest and open discussion. And here's what Bethany and I have discovered. Sometimes you have to schedule those.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to say, you know what, we don't get this. We don't see this the same way. And I have before said to Bethany, what's wrong? And you know, our run-to statement oftentimes is to say, well, nothing, I'm fine. But everybody knows that, you know, that's not true. We all know right. that it's not true. And so being honest with each other may just simply be saying, you know what, I'm upset about this, or maybe you're not even prepared to say what it is. I'm upset. Can we talk about it and name the time so
right.
that there's a plan?
Yes.
Life is so busy that sometimes we try to solve conflict. We try to have conflict resolution in the midst of our busy lifestyles and the demands of our lifestyles. And oftentimes scheduling it, sitting down, maybe the reason counseling works.
Yes.
Is because counseling takes you away from the norm and the pressures and the ordinary schedule and sits you down
mm-hmm.
and you sit there and you think and you talk and you listen and you receive. And it works. So
yes.
You have to schedule conflict resolution.
And ladies, I would say to you, don't let that be a frustration to you, because sometimes as ladies, especially if we feel like something emotionally needs to be fixed, we want to fix it right then. And for our husbands to say, you know what, hon, I have got to go. I've got this meeting, or I've got this, or I've got a phone call. Could we talk about this evening? You know, that can just add more frustration to the fire. Don't let it do that. Actually, let that be a calmness to your heart, that you know that your husband is interested in discussing the difficulty and that he wants to solve it and he is going to solve it. We just need a different time to talk about it.
Absolutely. And one of the things about postponing it, because we're believers, it gives us a chance to talk to God about it.
Yes.
To begin to control our own emotions about it.
And to even allow the Lord to search our heart
yes.
over what we might be doing wrong.
So come at it spiritually as you're beginning to discuss the conflict. Take the time to pray about it. Take the time to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a writer, take the time to sit down and write your thoughts out so that you can understand yourself and your view. Mm-hmm. And but we're believers, so certainly take the time to pray about it. And you know what? I love the Psalms because the Psalms let you know that you can be raw.
Yes.
You can just say to God, you know, God, I am so mad about this and I want to kill them.
Oh, and, I have never thought that.
No, but the psalmist did. You know, the psalmist is like, you know, enemies, I want to kill my enemies. And the point being is that God put all that in the Bible to let us know that he designed us emotionally. And as we're navigating a sin-cursed world with our emotions and our conflicts and our issues, there's a lot to think through and work through.
Yes.
So expect conflicts. We wanted to tell you that.
Yes.
And identify the conflict with a realization, especially that each of us may have a different perspective and both need to be brought to the opening.
Yes.
And then we begin the process of working our way through it, discussing the conflict.
You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. We've enjoyed so far talking with you about conflict resolution, and we sure hope you'll join us for every part of this series in coming weeks. Tomorrow, however, is our special edition. Every week we take time to do this. Tomorrow is our Q&A. And once again, we'll be talking with our daughter Abigail and her husband David, and that's going to be a special session, and we hope you'll join us for that. In the meantime, remember this week to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.